Hello again. This is the first of my biblical reflections on the themes raised in John Carroll's book, The Wreck of Western Culture. One of the themes he uses is the great claim, I am, the claim of God, which humans, atheists, have taken over for themselves. But it was God who first used this phrase and this strange way of talking about himself. It happens in Exodus 3, where Moses was finding excuses to avoid going back to Egypt. God told him to go back to rescue the slaves out of Egypt. And Moses says, but who am I that I should go? I mean, I am a nobody, I'm a nothing. How can I rescue slaves? To which God reassures Moses with this wonderful phrase, I will be with you. To which Moses, still looking for excuses, says, well, if I came to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And Moses' question isn't really, what's your name, but what's your name mean? I mean, you're the God of the slaves. How are you going to rescue the slaves? God's answer was this extraordinary phrase. God said to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And he goes on in verse 15 of this chapter. God also said to Moses, say to this people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. The name of God there is sadly translated the Lord. I say sadly because it doesn't sound like a name. The Lord is a title. There's a long history as to why it is so. In English, we've tried to capture the Hebrew word here by calling him Jehovah, which wasn't right, or Yahweh, which is better but may not be right either. But listen how differently the verse sounds when you put the name in. I abbreviate that a little, but God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh has sent me to you. This is my name forever. But what is his name? Is it I am or is it Yahweh? Now, I am is the verb to be. I mean, I don't know if you remember it from school days or not, but you know the verbs and the verb to be, that very unusual one, I am, you are, he, she, and it is. Well, I am. Yahweh is part of the Hebrew verb to be, the same verb. Yahweh reminds you that he is, that I am who I am, I will be who I will be. The verb that expresses existence, that is, he's not a myth, he's not an idea, he's not a legend, he's not an imaginary friend. He is. I am. I will be who I will be. I'm the one who always exists. I'm the one who determines existence. I, and only I, am the one who defines who I am and describes myself. I am the one and only God. I am the one who created all things, who rules over all things. I am the one who will rescue Israel out of slavery in Egypt. We don't know the full extent of I am just from this passage in Exodus 3. But as the rest of the Bible unfolds, we discover more and more about Yahweh, about I am. So if we go across to Isaiah, say in Isaiah chapter 43, we can read in verses 10 and 11, you are my witnesses, declares Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no saviour. Throughout Isaiah, we most clearly read of Yahweh as the unique, the one and only God who created everything, including us, who rules over everything, who saves his people his way. He's not answerable to us, but we are to him. For example, just over the page in Isaiah 45, when it's speaking to the pagan king Cyrus, who's going to rescue the Israelites out of another slavery, this time Babylon, he says, "For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you, Cyrus, by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am Yahweh who does all these things." God has created the world. Yahweh rules over the world, even over the pagan king who doesn't know him, bringing both darkness and light, bringing both well-being and calamity. Yahweh is the sovereign king who rules over all because there is no other God beside him. He is Yahweh, and there is no other. God is the rock upon which all of reality stands and depends. He defines and determines everything, especially who he is. He's not answerable to anybody but himself. The Bible says he swears by his own name because there is no one greater by whom to swear. And Jesus said of his Father in John chapter 5 that the Father has life in himself. You and I, all our and all living creatures, we're given life, and in death it's taken away. But God is the very source of life, who has life intrinsically in himself. And in that very same verse, and in the very same way the Son is given life in himself. Well, that's actually going to take us to another topic. Another video I have to make a little later about what Jesus meant when he said of himself, "Before Abraham was, I am." But for now, it's sufficient to grasp that the one who calls himself Yahweh, who said, "I am who I am," that he is the one from whom all existence and therefore meaning and purpose and future is to be found. For all the universe is answerable to him, who is not answerable to anybody except himself. So, goodbye for now.